Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast. We have been on a little break, and I feel like when it comes to feminine healing and embodiment, there's so much powerful, wisdom and practices in all the 80 plus episodes, in the first 80 episodes of this podcast. So of course, I will continue talking about this, but I really want to invite you, if you are right now focusing on topics of your relationship with your body, your relationship with your body image, with your sexuality, with your sensuality, with feeling safe in your feminine energy, I invite you to go through the podcast episodes, the first 80 ones, and scroll through them, listen through them again, and really practice the practices that I share inside of them. There's so much, so much incredible, amazing juiciness in there, all for free for you. So I wanted to share that and remind you that there's so much available for you, so much support available for you. And so today we're going to talk about manifestation, actually. So something I'm seeing with my clients right now that I'm working with in one-to-one containers, and also with clients whom I'm just messaging and who are clients from workshops and ceremonies and retreats. Everyone is working on beautiful projects, and from starting their own businesses to sharing more about their passions to wanting to build their career in their dream career and to build their dream life, whether that means moving to a different country, moving to a different place. There's so much beautiful initiative happening in the space around me, with my clients. They're taking the time and the energy and the focus to work towards their dreams, their goals, and their manifestations, which we love. And something that I often see is when we first start this big manifestation process, and something that we really want to do, there's this fire, this motivation, and we go after it. We do the things. We the first steps are easy, or we at least have a lot of motivation, energy to go after them. And so we handle any difficult situations that come up in the beginning of building and going after your goals and dreams, we handle them so easily. And then the emotional stuff starts to come up. The doubts, the fears, the sometimes disagreements with your partner, if what you're doing is going in a different direction than to your partner's interests, or there's sometimes periods where you feel like we don't have any creativity, because oftentimes you have a second job, or you have a full-on job and you're trying to build a side business on the side. And so obviously life comes in the way as well. But what I often see is that in the beginning there's the fire, and then there's the emotional stuff that comes up. And what differentiates people from keep going further, and people who sometimes feel like they get stuck for months and months on end, is that the difference is if you allow yourself to go through the emotional process of what this emotion is wanting to teach you. If you go through the fear and the doubt, meditate on it, breathe on it, do the somatic healing with the emotions that come up to find out where it's coming from. And oftentimes when we work on these big goals, for me it was moving to the ocean, when we start to work on those, because it's such a big dream that we have, or starting your business, because it's such a big passion of yours, there's oftentimes memories linked to your childhood that come up, but these are not necessarily memories that you think of in your daily life. These are memories that you completely forgot. And you look at them objectively and you're like, okay, this isn't even that big of a deal. But somewhere in your body, there's a very deep emotional reaction linked to what happened in childhood. Something I like to say is for example, your father forgot to, or your mother forgot to pick you up from school. I think that can easily happen. But as a child, maybe that made you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not worth enough, or people forget about me, or I'm always the one who's left behind. Or something that happened last summer is I was going through a big self-doubt, phase. I think I made like 3 or 5 episodes about how to deal with self-doubt. If you scroll down, you will see them as well. I think they're around the number 70, like 70, 71, 72, something like this. But as I was going through the self-doubt phases, something that came up is that I was never really good at sports. Like in school, I was always picked last or second last. And I mean, obviously in school, that sucks. Like that made me cry when I was younger. But now this is not something that I think about or that I like have any emotional reaction to. But last year when I was in the self-doubt phase, that memory came up heavily. So it didn't feel like this memory ever impacted my life. But suddenly last year for 2 months, external situations were triggering this internal memory of what had happened. And so as I worked my way of feeling the pain and the sadness around not being picked, not being feeling like I wasn't wanted, feeling like I was last, as I was working my way through these emotions and through these memories, I felt like how this self-doubt started to lessen and decrease again, because I worked on the emotional reaction and the emotional stories and the emotional blocks that were coming up. So if you're in your manifestation process right now and you've hit the spot where there's certain blocks coming up where you feel like these are really hard to move through, observe and ask your body, what is the emotional reaction? What is the emotional story behind this? Like, what is your body wanting you to go through and grow through and learn from through these blocks? And as you're taking these hours, days, maybe even a few weeks to work on these emotional things that are coming up, don't lose sight of the goal, of the dream, of the manifestation that you're working on, right? Sometimes we do the manifestation. Let's say you want to start your business and then you have the fire, you do the website, you do the certain things that you need to do to start your business. And then it comes to content, for example. And then there is the fear of being seen coming up. The fear of what if my product is not good enough, the fear of this and this and this. And then you start working on these emotional stories of the blocks that are coming up. And as you're doing that, days and weeks go by and you are learning so much about yourself, you're releasing emotions, you're going through the emotional healing process, which is great. And sometimes we are so deep in the emotional healing that we lose the sight of where we are going. Sometimes we then end up finding ourselves in being in an emotional healing process for weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months. And then after 3 months, we're like, oh, wait, I was actually working on this business, or I was actually working on this manifestation. So as you're going through this emotional healing process, don't lose sight of where you are going and keep it a focus. A great practice you can implement is every morning, if you have a full-time job, I know how all of these things can add up. I started to build my business when I was working at an insurance company as well. I know how all these things can add up, and there are phases where it feels like you're working so much more than all the people around you. And sometimes that is a part of our life, a phase in our life. I feel like for the first 4 years, I was working so much. Like in Zurich, when I was just working all the time. Like, yes, I enjoyed my time with Brian after work. I met friends after work. I went to the gym. But when I was not at the gym or not with friends or not with Brian, I was working. Like, I didn't really read a book for fun, or I didn't really paint something for fun. I was just working. So there are phases where sometimes we need to put in more to get the first few steps ahead towards where we want to go. And that sometimes is a part of the game, but we can never forget about the inner work. So what I wanted to say was a practice that you can implement, even if you don't have a lot of time, take 10 minutes every morning, wake up 10 minutes earlier, sit down, do a meditation. I have a guided 20-minute free Kundalini morning practice that you can message me on Instagram, and I can send you the link to practice with that. But either do that practice or just do a meditation without being guided. And for 10 minutes, meditate, calm your breath, breathe into your belly, start connecting with your body, and then start to breathe into what your intention for the day is and then what your manifestation is. What is it that you really want? Breathe into the vision of what you want. See yourself living it. And I'm sure you've heard this, but imagine yourself seeing it. Like for me, it was the ocean. I imagined myself seeing the ocean, smelling the ocean breeze, tasting the salty water, touching myself, like feeling how my skin feels when you've just been in the water with the salt and the sun on your skin. Do the five senses. See yourself living in your manifestation with these five senses and stay in that moment for a few minutes. And then you can ask yourself, your body, your vision, what is the next step for me? What am I meant to do next? What should I do today? What do you want me to do today to create this vision? And just listen and observe. Sometimes you will hear the answer right away. It will be like, okay, create this content or do this or do this. Sometimes you might feel like, there's not too much physical action coming up. But then you go about your day, you go to your work or you go for a walk, and then you suddenly have an idea for a new project or like, oh my gosh, I should message this person or I should connect with that person. And then all these ideas come. So this is where you are co-creating your life and you are co-creating your future with the universe and God. Yes. And you can also start to see that you are co-creating your manifestations with your future self. So you can ask your future self for support and for guidance and for advice literally in every moment that you want. And the more you can connect with that future you version, the more you become her already and you act in the way that she acts. You have the ideas that she has. And then over time, step by step, day after day, you literally become her and you manifest her. And the opportunities, the situations, the people that are meant to support you in your journey, they come along your way. This is such an incredible practice. I do this every single day. I've been doing this every single day since 2018. That's how I manifested living at the ocean. There was a lot of work and emotional healing and all of that involved as well. Yes. And I also stayed consistent with it. And I truly believe that no dream is too big of a dream. Even if you want to become the next Taylor Swift, I think you can do it. I think all of us can do it. It's up to us how committed we are and how devoted we are to our mission and what our soul wants us to do in this life on this planet. And the last thing that I wanted to add to this practice, the way I said it, it's incredible to do it every morning to really be on the path towards your goals and dreams and manifestations and not forget them and not lose sight of them. And if you're finding yourself in phases of emotional healing or emotional blocks coming up, then you can add in the question of what do you want me to feel? What do you want me to release? What do you want me to breathe into? And then observe your body and feel what sensations are coming up. And maybe there's sadness, maybe there's feelings of loneliness, maybe there's feelings of loss, of fear, of doubt, whatever it is, but breathe into that, feel into that, work with that. And then you will continue to make your way out of it. And I did this, like I said, every day since 2018. And I combined this practice with my Kundalini breathwork practice because the Kundalini breathwork, it brings you into your body. So you are not stuck in your mind. You immediately start to feel sensations. And it doesn't feel like any sensations are too big because you're in this safe space of being connected with your body and with your breath. So even when heavy emotions come up, it's safe to move through them and to heal through them and to receive the messages and the wisdom from them. So I did that every day for so long. And I love the Kundalini breathwork practice because you not just only feel the emotional things, but you also clear them, right? Like you don't get attached to them. You also are able to release them, to transform them into acceptance and into letting go and into feeling more energized. And there's this whole circulation of energy of where after you move through the emotional blocks, you have more energy for clarity, for going after the projects, for actually putting that energy into work, for whatever it is that you need to do, whether it's filming a video or building a website or doing physical work in your job, it gives you more energy for that. So if you want to try that out, I have the free 20-minute version available. You can click the link in the show notes or you can message me on Instagram. And I really wanted to share that no matter what your dream goal manifestation is, nothing of that is too big. You really, really, really do get to live it. You get to have it. And sometimes it involves hard phases, but also sometimes we complicate it. And sometimes we make life harder for ourselves because there's patterns of being attached to suffering or feeling like life doesn't get to be too easy or what will others say, all of these things. So we truly get to live our dreams, our desires, and our intentions. And I so want you to live them and fully fulfill them and live the life and live the experiences that you really want to live and experience. So I love you. And I have some upcoming ceremonies. I'm doing a Kundalini and Tantra breathwork ceremony in Mallorca at my home on the 20th July. And I'm doing a couples ceremony on the 24th August in Zurich, which is great for, it is for couples, and it's and it's great for you to really deepen your intimacy and your connection with each other again. So whether you're new and just getting to know each other or you've been in a long-term relationship, the practices and the tools that I'm giving you in the couples workshop are incredible to apply to deepen your love and your adoration, your connection and your intimacy with each other, and also improve your communication with each other. Especially if you've been in a long-term relationship and you feel like maybe your sex life has slowed down a little bit, or you feel like you're both going after both of your dreams and desires and they are not like in the same industry. So sometimes that can feel like you're going into a little bit different paths. You still love each other and you obviously want to stay together, but sometimes it feels like you're going into different directions. And the practices that I'm going to teach you are easy practices that you can implement in your daily life. Again, even if you don't have too much time, to really continue living this soulmate relationship that you have with your partner and to deepen your love and connection, and also really live out that dream and that the goals and the manifestations that you want to dream of. So if you want to learn more about those, you can click the link in the show notes or message me on Instagram and I'll send you all details.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.